From the bottom of Chesam Beis, the Gemara we saw float easily like butter once we had the Mishnah. So we wanted to know why they chose the example of... No, Chesam Beis. We wanted to know why they... You know what? When you're right, you're right. When you're right, you're right. So the bottom of Zion and Mabez, so we said, Amar Avashi, HaKamashbal on the Chagiga Chamisha Asar in, that the Chagiga of the 15th of Nisan, right, the first day of Pesach, yeah, that has to come from stuff that wasn't hektish. But the Chagiga Sarba Asar, no, that doesn't need to come from consecrated bread. That's why the Mishnah chose the example of the first day of Pesach. Our Mishnah had a very interesting lines. Each one was there to teach a lesson. So Alma Kasavar. Now that we conclude the Chagiga of the Yud Dalet could be bought with Maaser Sheni money, so the Gemara gives the reason why we treat it differently than the 15th of Nisan. Alma Kasavar, so you see we must be holding Chagigas Arbasar Lav Daraisa. It's not Daraisa. It must be an optional mitzvah. Right? It must be an optional mitzvah. And since it's not required, it's not mandatory according to the Daraisa, therefore it doesn't have the rule of needing to come from unconsecrated stuff. That's the only explanation you can give. Right? If it was a chov, it would have to come from unburdened money. But the fact that it can come from burdened money, you see, Alma Kasavar, Chagiga Arba Sar Lav Daraisa. By the way, that line doesn't mean the rabbis instituted it. The line means that it's not strictly required by the Torah. It's optional by the Torah. That's what it means. So Amar Mar, we said the following. Beis Hillel says, Omer Mina Meiser. In a Braisa on Zayin Mabez, we said Beis Hillel says, the Shalmei Chagiga could come from Meiser Sheni. That's what we said. It's how we interpreted the Mishnah. But why is that? It's a Davar Shebechova. It's obligated. Anything mandatory has to come from stuff which is free. V'chol Davar Shebechova Eina Balam and Chulin. So this is a big concept now we're going to have for a daf. It's called tofel. Amar Ula, no. Beis Hillel only allowed it where you're tofel. Tofel means like, ikar and tofel. Tofel means where you supplement the money used to buy Shalmei Chagiga with some Maaser Sheni money. Some Maaser Sheni money. Meaning Beis Hillel learned that in certain cases, some of the money could be used by purchasing obligatory offerings with Maaser Sheni, as long as it's just teuflin. It's some of the money. It's not all of the money. That's a difficult answer. Now throws our Mishnah into another curveball of how to read that, but we'll get back to that soon. So Chizkiah says, teuflin lebehema behemam. You could supplement an animal that's bought with non-hektish stuff with another animal that is bought with nice sheni money. Let me explain. So if somebody knows they're going to have it there for dinner, they're going to have a lot of people. They have a lot of family members, right? And one animal is not going to be enough for such a person. You bring several animals for your Shalmei Chagiga. So Chizkiyahu holds that one of these animals has to be purchased entirely unconsecrated. That makes sense, because it's a chova. One has to be entirely unconsecrated. But the others, because they're just toflin, they're the supplemental animals. They're the ones that could be bought from stuff that's already hektish. Now, even though they're technically all under the category of Shalmei Chagiga, but you fulfilled your obligation. Again, let's say it again. It's very simple, okay? You're on a game show, and they ask you, Shalmei Chagiga, can it be bought from unconsecrated stuff? Your answer is no. What do we do with the Mishnah, which seems to say, yeah? That's only the additional Shalmei Chagiga you're adding on to the first one. Why are you adding more into the first one? Because you have a lot of people who are going to be eating in the family. Can I know her? So the first one has to be bought from non-hektish stuff. The rest, since they're tofelt to the first one, it's as though you're already taken care of in that realm, and you could use Maaser Sheni money to buy the rest of them, to buy the other ones. That's toflin. That's the concept toflin. You could do toflin behema behema, but you cannot do toflin mos lamos, but you cannot supplement unconsecrated money together with Maaser Sheni to purchase one animal. Okay, when we say you could do supplementing, we don't mean that you could supplement in one korban money that's Maaser Sheni and money that's non-consecrated. That kind of supplementing you can't do. Because at the end of the day, your first korban is going to have part of it that's consecrated, Maaser Sheni. That's not allowed. Rather, what you could do is the entire first animal is from freed, unencumbered money. And the rest of the animals that are going along with it, that could be Maaser Sheni stuff. What? Well, again, the first one has to be bought from the unconsecrated.
Then, if you need to supplement,
additional.
You have to add the man. You've had to have the animal prepared already.
Yes.
Then your take looks like you're taking the money.
Interesting. Okay.
The Hegdish money of buying for this, so you're using the money.
You're using that money. That could be. So now Rabbi Yochanan disagrees. Yochanan says you could toflin mos lamos. You could supplement unconsecrated money with Meiser Sheni, but you don't do tofel lebehema lebehema. He has the opposite svara. He doesn't let you tofel behema behema. We have to figure out what his svara is exactly. So Rabbi Yochanan holds that if you buy several animals for Shalmei Chagiga, since all of them are under... It makes sense, his svara, by the way. Let's say it out loud. Look at this. Since all the animals in the set that you're buying for the big family are officially Shalmei Chagiga, each of them have to have an aspect of it that's... what's it called? That's free and unencumbered. Each animal... Right? So that's the machlokas. Let's say the machlokas again. So the Tanakama, you have machlokas, machlokas Tanakama and Rabbi Yochanan, right? Rabbi Yochanan says that Chizkiyah. So let's say Chizkiyah's pshat again. Chizkiyah's pshat again says that toflin lebehema lebehema, ve'ain toflin mos lemos. What does that mean? If I'm going to buy multiples of the Shalmei Chagiga, according to Chizkiyah, the first animal's got to be bought free and clear. The rest of them that I'm adding on, because Kanai Nahara, they're big family members, that could be from Meiser Sheni money. Rabbi Yochanan says, no, each one of the eight animals that I'm going to buy now, each of them have to be a little bit of, they could be a little bit of Meiser Sheni money, but they all got to have an aspect that's free and unencumbered money, so that each animal has the status of, because each animal is going to have the status of Shalmei Chagiga. Tanya Kavasi Dechizkia. What? Yeah, the procedurally this is complicated. I'm not sure how they did it exactly. Tosfos Toflin Behema LeBehema talks about it a little bit. Now, Tanya Kavase de Chizkiyah. It was taught the Brisa according to Chizkiyah, and we also have a Brisa like Rabbi Yochanan. Let's see how. Tanya Kavase de Rabbi Yochanan, because when the Torah says Misas, Misas means unconsecrated with a Samach. It says Vasisa Chag Ashuas LaHashem Elokecha, Misas Nidvas Yadcha, right? With the tribute of your voluntary offerings, Asher Titen. Misas here means a tribute, which sounds like it's coming from things that are unconsecrated. Malamit she'adam mevi chovos min achulin. Uminayim she'im ratza la'arav marv. How do you know that if you want to mix unconsecrated and consecrated, you could do it? Tamalomar kasher yevarechecha Hashem alokecha. As Hashem blessed you. Whatever Hashem blessed you with. All the things Hashem blessed you with. Even my Meiser Sheni, I can mix it. Now I have a brisa like Chizkiyah. Chizkiyah was the first opinion. Remember, he let you... The first animal has to be bought free and clear. After that, you can do what you want. Misais, right? Malamit she'ada maybe chovaso min achulin. Yeah, your chov, the main offering, has to be from the chulin itself. It has to come from that. So again, let's review. This is a very easy Gemara to memorize again. You have here this line in the Mishnah, which said the Shalmei Chagiga. The Shalmei Chagiga comes from, let's read the exact line in the Mishnah so we get it right. The exact line of the Mishnah said, Olas Morchum, the Shlamim mina Meiser. The Shlamim can come from the Meiser. How could the Shalmei Simcha come from the Meiser? It's obligatory. How in the world could it come from Meiser? So the Gemara gives you an opinion to explain it, right? How the Shalmei Chagiga could come from Meiser. Amai, Davar Shebechova. Chov only comes from Chulin. So Ula says where it's Tofel. What did Ula mean by Tofel? So that's we have a machlokes, Chizkiyah and Rabbi Yochanan, what Tofel meant. Remember, Ula is the one who said Tofel. We have to figure out what did he mean. So Chizkiyah says Tofel means that the first animal has to be brought free and clear. The rest of the ones you're going to bring along with it because it's a big family, that you could buy from Meiser Sheni. Rabbi Yochanan says no. Each one of the animals can be a little bit Meiser Sheni as long as there's a little bit that's... From unconsecrated. And then we have a brisa that supports each one. It's interesting that they chose a brisa which supports the second opinion first, Rabbi Yochanan, and then they have a brisa that supports Chizkiyah. So Tanya, we did that. Now Beit Shammai says, Yom Rishon Min Achulin. Any korbonis you bring on the first day, meaning the Shalmei Chagiga, those have to come from non-consecrated stuff. Mikan Ve'elach, from then on, meaning Shalmei Simcha, right? Those could come from Meiser. That's important to know. You got to fill that in. Sort of, you got to underline, you got to add a footnote. When it says Yom Rishon Min Achulin, it's referring to the Shalmei Chagiga. When it says Mekan and Eilach, from there on, it's the Shalmei Simcha. Right? It could come from Meiser Sheini at that point, from here and on. That has to refer to the Shalmei Simcha. Because the Shalmei Chagiga, Rashi says, because the Shalmei Chagiga can only be brought for one day. You have to keep that Rashi. That's an important Rashi. See Rashi there? Yom Rishon, Shehu L'Shem Chagiga, Yumin Achulin. Beheslu and Beit Shammai doesn't hold the do Toflin by Achova. Mikan ve'elach, when it's only Simcha. Because the Chagiga, it says V'chagosim Oso Yom Echad, V'sulo. We haven't learned that yet. That's a new limud. So that Rashi is important. Mikan ve'elach, however, when it comes to Mikan ve'elach ben Amayser, Beis Hillel says, Achila Rishona from the Chulin. The first eating has to come from Chulin. Mikan ve'elach, from then on, any additional Shalmei Chagiga, even if brought on the first day, that could come from Meiser Sheni. And all the rest of Pesach, Adam Yotze Yodechavoso, but Meiser Pesach. That could come from the Meiser Pesach. So what's the reason you can't use Meiser Behema on Yontif? My time alone. What's the reason the Gemara said no? Beis Hillel said only the first Shalmei Chagiga of the first day has to come from unconsecrated. But any supplement, that can be purchased with Meiser Sheni. Since they allowed Meiser Sheni to be used for the supplemental Chagiga, it should also be allowed to use Meiser Behema. Why didn't we allow Meiser Behema? Amarvashi, Dilma Ati La Asure Beyontif. You might come to tithe on Yontif. The EF Shar La Asur, and you're not allowed to tithe on Yontif. Why? Mishum Sekarta, because they had a red dye to designate which animal was the 10th. They would mark it off. And that's why you're not allowed to do it. Mishum Sekarta, because they would mark it off. Okay, let's just finish the two dots. My Mashma Dahai Mises. What is the meaning of this word Mises? Mises is a lashon of chulin, because it says Vayasam Amelech HaChashverosh Mas, attacks on the land, attacks, right? Attacks in that context refers to payment which would have been collected from stuff that typically was not consecrated by people. Not that Achashverosh cared, but it refers to people's money that's sitting around. They got to tax that, and therefore you see the word misas is a general reference to one's general funds and their money. This Gemara again. Now let's say it outside by heart again. The Gemara tells us that the Shalmei Chagiga, right, that we saw Brisa, which told us Beis Hillel says the Shalmei Chagiga has to come from Chulin. Okay, the Shalmei Chagiga has to come from Chulin. Sorry, it can come from anything. Why? It's a chova. Why could it come from anything? So Ula says, no, we were talking about Toflin. What did he mean by Toflin? Machlokes Chizkia Rabbi Yochanan. Chizkia says, Toflin, as long as your first Shalmei Chagiga is fully paid for by free and clear money, the rest of your Shalmei Chagiga that day, on the first day, or Shalmei Simcha the rest of the days, can come from extra stuff. That's Toflin. Rabbi Yochanan says, no, Toflin is that each one of the animals that you bring could be a mix of both free and clear money and Maestrini money. We have a brisa which supports each one. The first brisa that's quoted supported Rabbi Yochanan. The second brisa quoted Chizkia. Then we have a further brisa which backs this idea up again, but it really wasn't brought for that. It was really brought for a secondary idea, and that was the implication that you can use Meiser Behema, you cannot use Meiser Behema for this obligation. You could only use Meiser Sheni. And the question is, why can't I use Meiser Behema? Because Meiser Behema, we're afraid you're going to tithe on Yontif. And what they used to do is they needed a red marker. They would mark off every 10th animal. That's how they do it. It's the famous sugya of Tukva Kohen. Kofotz Echad Min HaMenuyah, where one of the animals that was already counted jumped back into your counts. One of the hardest sugyas in Shas, the beginning of Baba Metziah, Tukva Kohen. There's an entire svarim written on Tukva Kohen, that sugya. Yeah, very. Kofotz Echad Min HaMenuyah. That means that's the Meiser animal. That's the tithed animal. That's the one that's got to be separated. But the problem is before you got to number 10, you were counting 1, 2, 3, and all of a sudden one of the ones you counted jumped back in. Now you have Sveika, Svek, Sveika, Suffake, all these kind of things in that sugya itself. The issue by a fruit is Mesakein Mana. You're doing a tikkun in the object itself. So that's Asur and Shabbos. Might not be by an animal that you're being Mesakein Mana over there. Might not be the same issue because there you're just taking this animal. I'm just taking this animal. Might not be the same tikkun Mana over there or the same Isser, and that's only maybe Isser Darabonon, what the Isser is as well. That's why the Gemara goes down a different road. The Skira, the Skira issue. Okay. By the way, there are other issues. You aim mekdishin biyantif. We don't makdish something on yantif itself. That Tosus raises that problem. So let's read the Gemara again. It's only complicated because you're never sure when it's referring to Shalmei Simcha, Shalmei Chagiga, and that stuff can get a little tricky. So let's read it again inside. Beis Hillel says mina meiser. Beis Hillel says that you could buy the Shalmei Chagiga from meiser. Amai, it's a davar shebechova. It's an obligatory korban. V'chol davar shebechova ain't a bol chulin. So amar ula betofel. When you do tofel, what does tofel mean? Cheski amar tofel behema lebehema. Vein tofel mos mos. Yoch says tofel mos mos. Vein do behema lebehema. Tani goes to our brayse. Sounds like cheski. Tani goes to Yochanan. Tani goes to Yochanan. He says misas malamich adam maybe chovaso. Your chova has to come from chulin. And how do you know if you want to mix? Martlar because says kasher yevarech Hashem alukecha. Whatever Hashem blessed you with. So I can use whatever I want. Tani goes to the cheski. No misas malamich adam maybe chovaso strictly from chulin. And that first animal has to come from chulin. Beit Shammai says yom rishon from a chulin, mikan ve'elach mina meiser. Beit Sila says your achila rishona has to come from chulin, mikan ve'elach. Whatever else you eat after that first eating can come from meiser. Sharm yom osa pesach adam yodei chovaso b'meiser behema. So, but on the rest of Pesach, a person is yotzei their chiyuv of meiser with meiser behema. So how come we didn't allow that on the first day? How come we don't allow my time alone? So Amar Ravashi, deal ma'ati lasur, but we might come to tithe on Yontif. V'yev shar la'asar b'yontif, mishum sikarta, because of the red dye. My mashma, what's that lashon of misas? It's a lashon of chulin. How do I know? Because it's one of the general taxes. V'yasam ha'melech ha'chashverosh, masal ha'aretz, the general tax that was placed on the land itself. Okay, let's stop there.